Hey listener, it's a new week and another amazing episode on RX Insura. So yeah, remember I mentioned Carol and I had stuff to work on, so I'm here with Dr. Carol. Yeah, Carol, say something.
Hello everyone.
Hi.
How has your week been so far?
Great, I guess.
I hope it has been lovely and amazing.
It has to. So yeah, coming from a Ghanaian and then being in Ghana all this while, you know, as a full-blooded Nigerian that I am, I wanted to know, like, if you had, like, a perception. Okay, wait, though. Did you have a perception about Nigerians before KNUST happened?
No, I don't think so.
Had you met, like, a Nigerian before KNUST?
I hadn't met. I just knew them through the television.
Oh, really?
Watching their movies. The African movie, you know, we laugh at the Aki and Popo stuff. We will be scared at the money ritual.
Oh,
the...
really? But Kumasi people do that.
No, those ones are not as scary as you people, your own. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's the only way I knew Nigerians before the university.
Yeah. So, what's your perception about, you know, Nigerians?
Like now.
Mm-hmm.
Like now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. So I think first year, like I don't think I knew any Nigerians.
You knew me, we're in the same lab group. This is so embarrassing. Like,
my sister, why are you claiming knowing me? I said you know anyone. Please,
we knew each other. What's this? Like,
anyways,
I'm right here.
Knowing one person is not like knowing
Nigerians.
You are, it was just one person.
Oh, I'm
just
sorry.
You.
Okay.
Anyways, okay, so the point is, I didn't know any Nigerians in first year. If I didn't know Indians, I just mean like I hadn't vibe with them, you know, like the way now we vibe, like,
know.
Yeah. So I didn't like, I just like knew them, like, let's see, my classmates, mm-hmm. my group member. So yeah, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, mm-hmm. I think first year, second year. Let me just say up to third year or something. Ah, these people were troublesome. You people are just troublesome.
How are we troublesome? Please.
You're, like, it's like you and troublesome, yeah, you were like go hand in hand.
This table you are shaking.
You people are on it.
Oh Jesus.
You people are the ones on it.
Wow.
Because when, like, you know, like the way the thing is, like, Ghanaians are much more like reserved. Mm-hmm. Like Ghanaians are
so
reserved.
Tame.
Yeah. Tame, reserved. That's how we were brought up to be. Yeah. And here we have the other people, the wild people.
Wild?
So wild. Wow. Unfiltered.
Jesus.
They will just be saying anything just like that. I think at the end we tamed them too, because the beginning, the way these people, you people were.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. You see, tamed you people too. Because at first, oh my God, anytime, either on the class page, in the class itself, you people are just causing commotion. So I just was like.
No, something always triggers.
Because you people are always. Your,
there has to
wait,
be a.
Your
you
threshold
know.
To triggering is too
wow.
low.
Wow.
So you are easily triggered.
Wow.
So that one is your own cup of tea, people.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Your own cup of tea.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But you know you have some attributes of a Nigerian. You know that.
Yeah, I've been told that. Yeah. I've been told that. I have to go and check my ancestral
you should,
line.
You
I'm
should.
Sure. I'm sure I have. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But so, wait, apart from being troublesome, what else? Oh God, this troublesome.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't sit well on my,
please,
you know, my
trust
chest.
Me. My full class will agree with me on this. Anyway, so moving on.
Okay.
Moving on to, let's say, fourth year. Mm-hmm. My project partner in fourth year was a Nigerian.
Oh, shout out
to
Anon.
This is not Anon. He knows himself.
Okay. Anyway,
so yeah. So I think that's when I actually like really got like close to like Nigeria, I think so. If I've gotten close, I don't remember, but I'm just saying. And okay, so at first, I thought the girls are these like standoffish, you know, like, hey, if you go, this will be able to blast you, like, They are going to put you in your place. Because I already had an encounter with one of them. Oh, anyways, wow. Over a seat. Story for another day. Let's put that somewhere. So, like, that's how I saw the girls. And the boys here were these people who were feeling themselves. You said that?
I'm sorry.
Feeling themselves. Like, oh, that's how I saw them. Like, these people are just feeling themselves, always in groups. They want us to see, we are here on Niger.
Oh, God.
They have arrived. The guys, the fresh people. Yeah. So, I felt that's how I saw them. Then, when I got, like, a chance to be, like, to work with one of them.
Oh.
Okay, so... Oh, it was actually fun. Like, I actually was like, they are just carefree. They live their life. Yeah. They no holding back nothing. They just say what they want to say. Yeah. And it's not all, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's quite dear refreshing.
Ghanians, learn from this.
It's refreshing. Mm-hmm. Like, to my culture. Let me say something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, because we are the tamed ones always trying to think about what to say before we say it, and these are so like it was like refreshing and everything. And then I got to know a few more as time went on. So yeah, and then Cynthia, I think it was Cynthia that I really got to know a lot of them. Shout out to Hona.
Please, you not shout out to me.
Wait, now save the best for the last. Please, she has caught it. No, shout out to Blessing.
Jesus.
Shout out to Blessing here.
I'm sorry, now save it for the last.
No, don't worry. Let's move on.
Okay, we move.
Shout out to who else? Neka. Shout out to Stephanie, Juan. Oh, my dear Prince. Shout out to him, baby boy. Shout out to a whole lot of people. Shout out to David Mula. Anyways.
I know, right? That one is a different special of human being.
So yeah, I got to know all of them. And then like I realized that like they are nice people actually. How should I say it? I feel like they don't. Okay, to me, I feel like they don't really fake it. You know, I'm not saying Ghanaians are fake, but because of our reserve nature, if somebody someone has anything against you, the person probably will now be smiling in front of you.
Okay,
and. No, behind you is another story.
Saying something else.
So like, I feel like you people, I don't know whether you do it, but then that's how I feel like.
But we are real.
Yeah, you are real, something like that. And like I got to know that it's not all that bad. You people have your few, everybody has anyways.
So say it.
Oh, I've already said those troublesome parts. Now it's still there. It's not like that less. It's still it's still there. It's still there. But I just that now I've seen the positive part. That part outweighs the
very well. Very well, dear.
Oh my God.
So is there like a particular experience like about, you know, like we in Nigeria that you had like that, you know? I don't know. Maybe like just having mind, you know.
So it was on my birthday. And Honna and my dear Blessing here.
Oh, baby!
They got me a gift, a beautiful gift. Like set of cupcakes. It was so beautiful and it was so touching. Because I think. So that day I really realized that these people actually appreciate. Appreciate the friendship.
But actually, Miss Ghana. Like, you know, it's a different special. Like, it's a different. You know, different scenario from Nigeria because like Nigerians are always in a hurry, like everybody's rushing to do this, to do that, and then I appreciate the fact that Ghanaians like you don't need connection to get stuff, probably a job, maybe not.
Are you
so
sure?
Much.
Okay, no, wait. Not so much
compared to Nigeria. Compared to Nigeria, because probably. Like most times, like you get admission on merit. Like I don't Carol. I don't know whether it has changed. But like that's just something I just have. Like people apply to university and then they get merit.
So why are you looking at me like this? I wish people can see Carol's face. I don't know. Oh, I swear, but really, like that connecting.
We get on merits, but then you know, definitely there will be some few connection people
like, compared to Nigeria. Compared to Carol, Nigeria, like I guess you don't want to know.
Yeah, I actually don't want to. Because I can't even stand the small ones. So
so it's really nice, Carol. I'm going to miss you. Like you just have this Nigerian aura, It's okay. Let me hype you, like Carol. I'm going to miss you. You know, like that time that we had that 6 year boss issue and all. Like the way you just stood up and then like you fired your fellow Ghanaians. Like I was like, wow, look at me. Like in Nigeria, this is something I was supposed to be doing. Then you know, a tame. You know, Ghanaians are you just known to be tame. Like this is a Ghanaian standing up, you know, to her opinion and all that. Like I went a long way. Like my memory. Like I was like, Carol is not just a Ghanaian. Like she's a Nigerian Ghanaian.
I'm sure my people hated me for it anyway.
Who cares? Like we're not even. That is their problem. They will sleep there.
My sister, with their horrible attitude.
Like I know, right? But yeah, you know, this is me saying goodbye to Ghana. I'll probably be back, Carol. If you get married, I'll come.
Don't worry.
If you invite me, you know. For other things, don't and if worry. You get me a job, you know, a very nice job opportunity, why won't I come? Like, I don't understand. Like,
don't worry,
yeah,
I gotcha.
Don't worry, okay. Carol, and this gonna is me, you know, saying people out there, I love Carol, like, from the bottom of my heart. It's okay, relax. So yeah, this is the end of, you know, this week's podcast.
Oh, but yeah, of course,
let's drop the quote of the week.
Oh my god.
Okay, so yeah, in reality, other people liking you is a bonus. You liking yourself is the real prize. So self-love, you know, self-love is key. You know, so yeah. Please kindly share to your friends, you know, at least coming from a Ghanaian. Nigerian perception. You know,
Bye, guys.
Bye.